people who have never really had their faith tested tend to be spiritually shallow. This is because you develop a depth of understanding about God when you've been through a few things. The problems you face aren't always bad problems, in a sense. The fights you find yourself in aren't always a bad thing. I say this because God's greatest miracles always happen when His people are in trouble. Moses never knew God could part the Red Sea until he was in trouble. Daniel never knew how good God's protection was until he found himself in a lion's den. You see, every great act of God almost always started with a problem. So, here's my advice to you. Don't always pray for your problems to go away. Start praying for the Lord to show Himself in the midst of your problems. Don't always pray for your challenges to disappear, but start praying for the Lord to empower you to overcome that challenge. I encourage you to begin to see your problems as opportunities. Begin to see the fight before you as an opportunity for you to see God move and act in a mighty way.
If you don't know God's word, if you don't know that God's word is alive and active, how will you survive spiritual battles? How will you survive attacks from rulers of darkness? So many believers will pray today and stop praying tomorrow, discouraged and defeated, thinking God has not answered their prayer. And that's because there is a lack of knowledge that the answer to your prayer may be under attack. Daniel's answer came after 3 weeks of prayer. Imagine if Daniel stopped praying after 2 weeks.
One of the greatest biblical truths to be revealed is that in addition to the physical realm that we see, in addition to what the naked eye can see and what our hands can touch, there also exists an unseen world, an invisible world, an invisible spirit realm, a world that can't be seen by the naked eye, but it's inhabited by good and evil spirit beings. And both these set of beings affect our world every single day. We interact with them more than we think. There's a reason the Bible says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Scripture is not there to entertain us and keep us occupied. It's there to teach us, to edify us, instruct, encourage, and yes, even warn us. Now, the devil is cunning, and he wants you to either believe that he doesn't exist or to be afraid of him. And if he cannot do either of those, then he wants you to have a lack of knowledge regarding the authority that you've been given by Jesus Christ. Luke 10 verse 19 says, "Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Satan doesn't want you to know that. And he also does not want you to know what Matthew 18 verse 18 says. It's another example of the kind of authority the devil doesn't want us to know. It says, "Assuredly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Now there is no way the devil would even think about coming up against a Christian who knows the authority they have in Jesus Christ. There is no way that Satan and his demons would want to come up against a man or woman clothed in the full armor of God. Not one who has the knowledge that the resurrection power of Jesus Christ is also in them and available to them. We need knowledge. We need knowledge concerning the authority we have in Jesus, because when you lack this knowledge, there is no way that you can walk in dominion. Nothing is hidden in the spirit realm, not even your lack of knowledge. And in order to gain knowledge, you have to invest time and you have to put in the effort to seek the Lord. Because when you want to get something that is deep, you have to dig deep to find it. There are some deep revelations that only God can reveal to you if you chase Him with an intensity. Call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know, according to Jeremiah 33, verse 3. So I encourage you to equip yourself, with the knowledge of who you are in Christ. So when the devil looks at you, let him see the light of the Lord in your life. Let him see a believer who is suited and booted with their God-given authority. Let him see the anointing that is over your life. I want you to understand that as children of God, we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. Now we all know the story of Moses and Pharaoh in the Red Sea. But I don't want to overlook this passage of scripture in Exodus 3, verses 11 through 15. But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?" He said, "But I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain." Then Moses said to God, "If I come to the people of Israel and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' what shall I say to them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am." And he said, "Say this to the people of Israel, 'I am has sent me to you.'" God also said to Moses, "Say this to the people of Israel, 'The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and thus I am to be remembered throughout all generations.'" In this passage of scripture, Moses was clearly daunted at the prospect of going to Pharaoh and telling him to release the children of Israel. And really take a moment to think about what Moses had to do here. He had to go and take on the government. He had to stand for God and stand against the Egyptian king. So Moses was clearly asking God the question, "Why me? Who am I to go and perform such a task?" But I want you to notice what God says in his response to Moses. In verse 12, God says, "But I will be with you. I have sent you." In verse 14, God says to Moses, "I am who I am." I believe it's important for us to take note of a few things here. Moses was concerned about himself. Perhaps he thought he wasn't influential enough, or perhaps he thought he wasn't a great fighter. But God didn't care whether Moses had great influence in Egypt or not. God didn't care if Moses had the skill of a mighty warrior, or if Moses was influential enough to go up against Pharaoh. All God wanted Moses to do was to go in his name. In the same way that in world affairs, one country can send an ambassador to represent an entire country or the president of that country, God gave Moses authority because he said, "I have sent you. Go in my name." Moses didn't go to Pharaoh under his own will and authority. He went under the authority of the great I am. Moses didn't fight Pharaoh with an army or physical weapons. He fought Pharaoh under the authority of the great I am. And so my message is simple today. Trust God. Approach life's challenges, knowing that God is with you. approach life's battles, knowing that God is with you. And then approach temptation, believing and trusting that God will strengthen you.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.